This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. The top 10 list.
Yes, there it is. Time for another review of the charts from Talkers Magazine this past week, the week of August 15th to the 19th, which is hard for me to say, thinking like yesterday was April 15th to April 19th, and here we are in the middle of August. Schools are starting already. It's a crazy time. Michael will tell you that anyway, because it is crazy. Look at this list.
It's
full
crazy.
Of crazy things and crazy people.
Not only is it crazy, it's crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy. All right, so Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program and a couple of other ancillary programs that have to do with health and farming and food and that good stuff. But our purpose here every week is for Michael to go through and list the items that are in the story countdown list and the people list, and then we talk about some of them and how ancillary things going on in the world of news talk radio play into these discussions and how you play into them. So let's start with our usual, Michael, and that is the charts themselves.
All right, here we go. These are the top stories of the week on shows on stations such as the one that the folks are listening to right now, News Talk Radio.
Right.
At number 10, we have abortion. At number 9, immigration. Number 8, race relations. And number 7, climate change. Those are four big ones that are always around, and they're 10, 9, 8, and 7. At number 6, we have the Russia-Ukraine war and a whole slew of foreign affairs. At number 5, crime and guns. And part of that is also homelessness, which plays into it. It's not on the chart, but it could be. At number 4, CDC statement. The director made a statement about the CDC. Very interesting indeed. Tied with COVID-19 and the often talked about monkeypox. At number 3, the economy and the electric car tax incentive. People are not quite sure how that works. Or am I? Stick around. You'll hear more misinformation.
Yes, we specialize in misinformation here.
We clarify misinformation.
Yes, we do.
At number 2, the FBI raid aftermath. That's tied with Trump legal issues, which are just all over the place. I don't know how he sleeps at night. I really don't. He's made of iron. Mm-hmm. And Giuliani investigated, which every
Another Iron Man.
He's another guy. Nothing seems to bother him. But doesn't it seem every few weeks, Giuliani is investigated, then nothing comes of it.
Right.
Giuliani loses his license. Nothing comes of it.
Right.
These guys are Teflon. At number 1, the Liz Cheney loss in her primary in Wyoming, and that's tied with a bunch of partisan politics and elections. And when I say elections, we mean primary elections, we mean the forthcoming midterm elections, and we've been talking about the 2024 election earlier than I ever remember a presidential election being in the news as much as it is. The top people, Hunter Biden is at 10, 9 is Vladimir Putin, Ron DeSantis at 8, Mike Pence at 7, Alan Weisselberg. That would be a gigantic story if we didn't have so many gigantic stories. Number 6, he pleaded guilty. Number 5, the aftermath.
He is guilty.
Yeah, well, he is, you know, and which means that Donald Trump is probably guilty of something along those lines.
Yep.
Rudy Giuliani at number 5, Merrick Garland at number 4, number 3, Joe Biden. Number 2, Liz Cheney.
Guilty.
Number 1, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is number 1. I mean, you know, we this is the era of Trump.
Mm-hmm. And well, his son says that it's now the Trump Party is the Republican Party and vice versa, more so than it was when he was president. So why, if that's true, and I don't know that it is, but if
it is
why?
True.
Why? Okay, well, look at the results, I suppose. The Liz Cheney loss, which is number 1 this week on the countdown list. Why did she lose? Because she crossed Trump, and people in Wyoming love Trump. So then the question becomes, why? Why is Trump more important than Liz Cheney, who grew up there, who served three times. She has been in Congress for three terms. She served well. She voted with Trump 92% of the time in the things that came before the Congress during Trump's administration. So why is she a bad guy? Because she doesn't want Trump to be president again? Because she doesn't think he's fit to be president again? Listen, there's a lot of people in that league in my circle. I don't know about yours, Michael.
Trump is becoming increasingly popular with the people with whom Trump is popular. Because that's what's happening.
Wait a minute.
Does that make sense?
Well, let's try that one again. You want to go through
Trump
that one more time?
Trump is becoming increasingly popular with the people with whom he's popular. In other words, his core audience, his base, his fans just love him to pieces.
Why? Can you explain
that's
it?
That's the question. The question
I'd like somebody to tell me why.
Well, they like his policies.
What policies?
I'm telling you what they say.
I get it. I like some of the things that happened during the reign of Donald Trump. I think that there were a lot of good pieces of legislation. I thought what he did in terms of agriculture was abominable, and so was the guy who ran the Ag Department. But there were a lot of things. What I don't like is the personality, and that's what most people will tell you. Right.
Maybe also a streak of dishonesty. No. I mean, how can you give the benefit of the doubt to a guy who has a history that goes back decades of being in lawsuits and being accused of crimes,
yeah,
being sued by women, being sued by men, being sued by companies,
being sued by the city, by the state?
Right. How can you give credence to somebody like that over institutions such as the FBI, the Department of Justice, the courts, the judges, the state election boards.
They're all corrupt. That's what these the people
so,
say.
So he's their corrupt. Bad. So he's their bad guy versus the institution and the establishment's bad guys.
It's pretty amazing.
It's a miserable nightmare.
What does it say about the state of American politics or the state of our country? Are we close to a civil war? Because there are a lot of people who, the news media, the CNN people, the New York Times people, that tell you civil war is around the corner.
Yeah, and that's the media stoking the fires of passion and insanity.
Nonsense.
The fact is, civil war means you have armies, you have battlefields, and you have an agenda whereby you want to break away and form another country. Now, do you really believe?
Where are we going to do that? How are we going to do that?
That people want to do that.
Other than California, maybe.
No. There can be riots. There can be violence. There can be strife. And there will be media calling that a civil war.
Yeah.
However, if you study world history, politics, and military, this will not be a civil war. What happened back in the 19th century in America, they elected a new president. They had a name for their country, the Confederate States of America. Jefferson Davis was the president. They wanted to have a new capital. They wanted to secede from the Union. That is not happening. What we have here are two factions that want to control the direction of America.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. All right, let me control the direction of something else here. I want to introduce you, Michael, and folks in the audience who may not have heard me this week talking about Eden Pure, EdenPure. Mm. Eden Pure is the manufacturer of something called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Now, you can use your imagination.
You can imagine.
It's called the thunderstorm because it purifies the air. Know what happens after a good thunderstorm, a good rain? Right? The air feels much better, doesn't it? Much cleaner?
Negative ions.
Yeah, that's exactly. And that's what they have. They use that technology that sends out molecules into the air, which seek out air pollutants, seek out odors, and destroy them. That's what this little box does. And you get three of them to put all over your home using Doug3 as a discount when you go online to EdenPureDeals.com. Go to their website. Look at that. There's so much information there about how this works. It's 100 times better than any other air purer. Some of these things are 20 times the size of this. How they've done it, I don't know. But it does. It destroys. I put two of them around my house. Destroys odors and mold, viruses. So get the story. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. The offer here is, using the Doug 3 card, you save $200. That's the purest deal they can come up with at Eden Pure. Happy to be able to tell you the story about it. Fix your home, your bedroom, your basement, your family room, your kitchen. If you cook like I do and there's a lot of fish odors left after you cook, you need this in the kitchen. Get it now at EdenPureDeals.com and put in the discount code Doug3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Doug3 for a whole new world of pure air in your home.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Of your land, Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, we have something special in the next half hour to present to you. The world premiere of something fabulous take place this week on the Countdown Show. I was one of the mainstays of News Talk Radio is interviewing people who have written articles, written books. They become experts when they write books. Have you noticed that? Remember the Bolton book? I thought that was one of the first times in recent memory that I've had someone who has a political point of view and has written a book on the program. And I found it interesting. Most of the books that are written are pretty much predictable. You know what I mean? The title or something. They want to support Trump or they don't want to support Trump or Joe Biden's a bad guy. How many of those books can you write and sell? That's the bottom line. I think you and I have talked about how that book world is, many people want to come on and talk about their books, but who buys the books? I just looked something up. The number of titles. How many different titles do you think there are of books that are in publication right now or available for purchase?
100,000? 200,000? I don't know.
136 million.
Ah!
Exactly. There are 162 million books in the Library of Congress. These are different titles.
Oh, I thought you meant current sellers, you know.
No, I'm talking about the number of books that have been written.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. But how many of them are unique? Is the question. I mean, same old story?
I could talk to you for hours about that. That's one of my pet peeves, is that everybody writes the same damn book.
Right. That's what's going on. Thank you. You made my point. And that's why you're here. 21 after the hour.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Ready for some more conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio? You've come to the right place. Our weekly overview of what is going on. These lists, the charts are published at talkers.com each week, and also you can find them on gooddayshow.com as well. So we've gone through the list. I wanted to have you give us your insight. Number four this week, you combined COVID with monkeypox.
Yeah, now, well, they talked about together.
Right, but they're not even close. Now, this is not about you. It's about what is going on and how people fall into these pockets of nonsense. The if it wasn't for what went on in San Francisco this week with a lot of gay guys getting those shots and the visuals that came from them, monkeypox is not. It's ludicrous that people, and I say this to my brethren, are talking about these in the same breath. Don't you think?
On a certain level, if it indicates equivalency, yeah, it's ludicrous. But they are the two hot issues in terms of public health right now.
Yeah, right.
And as a result, another thing that we could have put in there, the flu. They're talking about the flu. So, and monkeypox has a tremendous air of controversy around it because
it's gay guys. And
it brings back fear of the stigma that AIDS presented back in the the '80s and and the '90s, if you remember. And there's also a racial component to it. Most of the people who have come down with monkeypox are gay men. Or I shouldn't say gay men, are men who contracted it having sex with other men. It doesn't mean that's the only way to do it. And of that, something like 51%, according to a recent study from one of the agencies that has some credibility, if there's any left there, were black and Latino men.
Right.
So it makes it even more sticky.
Black gay men are getting this, and that's what they want to keep pushing. Black guys who are gay, stay away from them. That's the message I get from the way it's being presented. That's not what they're saying, but it is what they're saying, really.
In a roundabout way, there is that that message. But I'm telling you what I know. I'm not filtering it. I'm giving you an objective overview of what is known and what the conversation's about. Now, the reason it's being the justification for talking about it is that it can be spread, and they don't know the details of how far, but it can be spread through the air, through touch, through contact. In other words, it's not limited theoretically to gay men.
What it's related to is CNN and the New York Times trying to scare the hell out of everybody.
Well, that's your opinion, and you might be right.
Well, but you remember last week we were talking about this fellow who's in charge of production at CNN, and he was captured. Somebody had a microphone on him, and he said, okay, the next big thing CNN wants is to scare everybody with monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
We can't scare him anymore with COVID. We can't scare him anymore with Ukraine. We can't scare him anymore with any other issues. So we'll scare him with monkey. That's how you get listeners. And, you know, we were talking off air about the fact that CNN has said they're going away from opinion-based news coverage. So,
lots of luck. Now they're going to couch their opinion in pseudo-journalism.
Well, it's very hard,
Doug, to do objective journalism without it having opinion. And you know,
but opinion is just that. Yeah, we are coming up on a break, but it's a good topic
because it really relates to the heart of what we do here on the Countdown Show and what we do in a bigger sense in News Talk Radio.
Right, News Talk Radio's bailiwick is that. But news is news, and so, yeah, you're right, we're on the edge here. It's 28 past the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-870-4686. That's 800-870-4686. 800-870-4686.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After denying the American people sovereignty with the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border, President Biden is installing a fence encircling his Delaware home. The cost you and I are paying is nearly $500,000. The NFL and Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson settled on an 11-game suspension for his inappropriate behavior towards massage therapists. Foot Locker named Ulta Beauty Incorporated Chief Executive Mary Dillon as its next CEO, succeeding Richard Johnson, who is retiring. K Ken Malden, who was jolted last weekend after his wife was screaming in their Steamboat Springs, Colorado home, there's a bear in the house. Their three children were sleeping one floor below. Ken grabbed a .40 caliber pistol and unloaded it as the massive bear got within 5 feet of him and died. Colorado has about 12,000 bears, and break-ins aren't uncommon. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The Biden administration open border policy continues to flood America with illegal immigrants from around the world. Not only are they getting free money to come here from non-government organizations, plus the strain on America's power grid must handle the millions and millions of people illegally in this country. With all the violence and crime in New York City, Mayor Adams' focus is on Texas Governor Greg Abbott for busing people to the Big Apple. Governor Abbott on ABC News.
He didn't say that to President Biden when President Biden was flying people from Texas to New York. And so he's really nothing more than a hypocrite. He's playing politics with all of this. He's also being a hypocrite because New York City is a self-declared sanctuary city. And so why he's ever complaining for one moment about these people being bused into a city goes against his own self-declaration of being a sanctuary city.
We know more about a South Florida man who died after eating raw oysters last month at the Rustic Inn Crab House in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The autopsy revealed Rocky Pinckney had several drugs in his system, including fentanyl, cocaine, cannabis, oxycodone, and opiates, according to the medical examiner's report. NASCAR racing is in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Radio Countdown Show continues here at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Michael Harrison. The folks at Talkers Magazine come up with the charts. The week of August 15th to the 19th is in the focus, as I have pointed out. We were talking about the preeminent focus that we have on what really is news, and we have this discussion debate all the time, I guess, what is and what it isn't. I have talked to a few of my friends who are in this business. We call ourselves air talent, or some people call us air talent, personalities, celebrities, I don't know, hosts, whatever. The idea of doing radio from home and how that has changed the landscape. We have, through the pandemic, talked about people working at home. And the broadcast business has become the same focal point as has whether you're an accountant or you work for publishing or whatever your job is. More and more people work from home. And so one wonders as has been the case with a lot of people who are in other jobs, they've said they work harder from home. They've been expected to do more. And I wonder if you think that that has happened in our business, if there have been more people who've gotten stressed out because they're expected by the radio industry to be doing more.
And just it's very hard to measure that. Because people in the radio industry are stressed out just simply by the fact that the radio industry is a tough business to be in, whether you work from home or you work from a central office. I do know that the old-fashioned radio station, when I say old-fashioned, I mean the idea of a radio station where you could not broadcast from home because the station had facilities.
The ones that we grew up on. We grew up on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That those places were on one level exciting cultural centers, but on another level, the dark side, I used to call them cesspools of malignant egos.
That, wait a minute. That's got to go down someplace. Cesspools
of malignant egos.
There is a hell of a lot
of backstabbing goes on in the traditional radio station. Right. Just like there's a lot of backstabbing that goes on in the locker room and or on the bench in sports.
Yeah.
And successful teams are ones where they all get along and you can have the best players in the league and fail miserably in the standings if there's a cancer among you, you know, that type of thing. So I think what's happened to the radio business broadcasting from home is the same problem that's happened to everybody else broadcasting, working from home, rather, and that is it's very hard to get away from your work. Whereas there's something about leaving the office or spending time on the road or in the train, if you're commuting. These are all buffers and neutral zones and ways to, you know, I'm not at my desk. I'm away from my desk for the next 2 days. Well, you're never away from your desk when you work from home. And the pressure is always on. Add to that the fact that, you know, you can never say the check is in the mail or, all right, I'll get that to you in a couple of days. I need it now. And that constant pressure is on for people that work from home. So I think it's a mixed bag. In some ways, you know, it's great to be able to do the laundry while you're working.
Yeah.
But it's really.
Wait a minute, I have to go to my dryer. Hold on a second. I got to go to the dryer and get the sheets out of the dryer.
Yeah.
The business about let's move a little bit off of that, but still talking about how we judge the reality of what people want to hear. That's something that we have to study as we're doing our programs and we're preparing for our programs. In order for us to make a living, we have to sell advertising. And in order to sell advertising, we have to have numbers that people indicate that people are listening to what we're doing.
Well,
and in order to do...
To people wanting to know what Doug has to say or wanting Doug to say what they want Doug to say.
Ah, there it is. And that's the conundrum. I don't say what other people want me to say. Unless they pay me to. I'm serious.
Aren't you enlightened? Well, you don't say what other people want you to say unless they pay you to?
Well, that's what commercials are all about. That's what they're for.
Pay me to
do a commercial, and I'll tell the story that you want me to tell, because it's your story, it's your time. But if I'm telling the story, whatever it is, and it's me, I'm going to tell you my story. So this week... This has not been, I don't know that anybody else has talked much about this. I could be wrong, but it certainly wasn't reflected in the charts because it didn't make it big time. The beginning of a third party, Andrew Yang and Christine Todd Whitman. Mm. She's Republican governor of New Jersey. Andrew Yang ran for president, a big time New Yorker, has started a third party. Mm. And it looks like it has some credibility and it has some support. I find the two of them, or the combination of the two of them, Yang wouldn't be somebody that I would support probably if there was a good, strong Republican running against him. I did always like Christine Todd Whitman. I thought she was very bright, very with it. She kind of reminded me of some of the other governors in my state of Massachusetts that were Republicans. They could deal with the Democrats. Now, the current governor, Baker. Why did that go out of my mind? But Bill Weld and Mitt Romney, you know, these guys have been able to make it work. So what they've been marginalized, though, all of them, by the Trumpers. And that impact of the Trump reality. So when I say that I like these guys, maybe Liz Cheney makes a good candidate for president running under that banner.
Ironically, Liz Cheney is a right-wing, ultra-right-wing, red state Republican, though.
She voted for Trump 92%
right.
of all, every. So what is there about the people there that don't, just because she doesn't like Trump? What does that tell you?
It's a cult of personality. They love Trump.
Good God.
They think Trump, they would rather have Trump get away with whatever he wants to than allow the deep state to get away with whatever.
What does that say, though? About, I'm not criticizing people for the way they think, but it is an interesting thing to realize, and that's kind of why subtly, or maybe not so subtly, I point out, and you are too, the business of how kind of warped it is when it comes to figuring out what really is going on. Here's an example.
Okay. All right.
Number six. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just want people listening to this to understand, I'm telling you the answer to your question why I think people do that. I'm not saying that they're wrong. Mm-hmm. You're saying they're wrong. You're saying they're wrong by believing Trump is good. I'm saying the reason they're doing it is because they believe Trump is good. I'm not saying they're wrong. They might be right. So there's a difference in the angle that we're both taking.
Well, I'm taking, I suppose someone could accuse me of doing the same thing I'm accusing others of doing, and that is slanting the news. And that's kind of what opining is all about. So let me ask you a question. With regard to the number six issue this week on the countdown, the war in Ukraine, why do you think that things, the Russians, the last 2-3 weeks of the war in Ukraine have gone very badly for the Russians? Has that been reported? You see any video? Do you see many stories about how badly the Russians are doing against the Ukrainians?
How do I know
that's what they're, what's going on?
How do you know that it's gone badly for the Russians if you haven't seen it in the news?
I have seen enough stuff coming from the British newspapers. The Guardian, for example, they have reporters there, and I've always thought they did a pretty good job of telling the story. But generally speaking, I don't see much in our news media, and that's my point. Do you?
I see enough to have that inclination. Of course, there's a whole standard here. It's not going well for the Russians because it was expected that the Russians would win easily.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean they're still not winning, and it still doesn't mean they're not inflicting terrible pain and harm upon
Ukraine. Are doing that, yeah.
Okay, and it doesn't mean they won't eventually have victory. It just means that they're suffering more casualties, they're suffering more damage, they're losing ships, they're losing planes, and they're having a terrible time of it, which, of course, is what happens when you get into these kinds of wars.
Mm-hmm.
When will they ever learn? But it doesn't mean that the Ukraine is winning the war. It just means that they're both losing the damn war.
Mm-hmm. And the Americans are paying for the Ukrainian side,
okay,
right?
Well, your point. Okay, let's go with your point because I get it, and you make a good point. I don't mean to.
No, I understand.
It.
Yeah.
Your point is that there's not that much about Russia losing or not doing well in the war because it gets in the way of special interests that want to funnel money and war supplies and support to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
thank you.
That's what you're trying to say, and you might be right.
All right, this week, your interview, the MH interview, is with a... I just lost it.
The interview is still... It's the same one from last week.
Oh, it is. That's why I'm blanked
out. It's Greta Van Susteren.
That's it. Greta Van Susteren.
Yes,
very interesting lady.
She's an interesting woman. She's a real media pro, and she's smart. And she tries to be objective.
MHinterview.com. In a moment, a world exclusive right here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper.
All right, 45 past the hour. Michael Harrison belonged to the musical group Gun Hill Road when they were first putting together the pieces of this pretty, really popular group. Back in the, what, 60s? When was it? 67?
They were formed in the late 60s. I was their champion on the radio. I used to play them all the time in New York at WNAW-FM. As the years went by, they kept going. And I eventually joined the group as a member. And right. I'm the lead singer slash talker on the new song called Idiots.
We're going to play that for you right now. Michael Harrison, Idiots. Here it is, a world exclusive. Listen and enjoy.
For many folks, every day. Spewing words of fear and hate makes our culture second rate. Let's start out with easy stuff, then the stuff that's far more tough. Here at home and overseas, ignorance is the real disease.
Idiot talk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiot talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Idiots talk among us.
Tries to be crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
They cherry pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas. Agree with almost anything that feeds their hate and fears. Blaming others for their own damn lack of vision. They buy the crap that sold them from the merchants of division.
Idiots talk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Idiots talk among us.
Tries to be crazy, crazy, crazy. Be a fool, left, right, blue, or red. It pays to have an open mind, but not an empty head. Life is full of mysteries, don't mean to sound aloof. But knuckleheads seek victory at the expense of truth.
Idiots walk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
The Idiots is a video that's available for you to download at idiotsvideo.com on YouTube. And I'm guessing that after hearing that, so what do you, we have a few seconds here.
The video really is important. It takes it even further.
Yeah, it does.
Very
really
controversial. Idiotsvideo.com. www.idiotsvideo.com. Please check it out if you found that song interesting. You'll really love the video.
All right, I'm very taken by it. So, good. We'll focus on that. Well, other things as usual. The weekly charts here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Silver. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And one of the Righteous Bros here with a big... Now, you put me into a mood of thinking, what movie did that come from? I should be immediately able to identify it, and I can't. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments on the Good Day program. So what's this from? This is
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, that's right. What's the matter with me? All right, so what are we celebrating? What's the reason for us playing that?
I noticed that this week in movie history, actually August 21st, 1987, Dirty Dancing hit theaters. Here's what's interesting about that film. The budget, the production budget on that movie was just $4.5 million. Yeah. It was shot in 43 days. It was distributed by a company called Vestron Pictures, which is now defunct, out of business. And that's rare when you don't get that anymore, where a very small independent production company is able to launch a movie into movie theaters because everything is swallowed up now by the major conglomerate studios. But I also found what was interesting is that Jennifer Grey, who was the co-lead in the film opposite Patrick Swayze, who did a great job, was only paid $50,000 to do this film. Now,
wow.
A $4.5 million budget, worldwide, this movie was what they call a sleeper hit, meaning when they released this, they had no idea how it would do. They were hoping it would do some business.
Right.
And it wound up doing $214 million worldwide off a $4.5 million production budget. It was the first movie ever to sell over 100 million home video copies, and it still is extremely popular. in the
So who made all the money? Who made all the money?
That's a good question. I'm assuming the people who financed it or the producers. Yeah. I don't know what Patrick Swayze's deal is. I mean, he was a name, but he wasn't a mega. I wouldn't call him a mega star at that time. But what's like a fine wine. What's interesting about art is that I think Patrick Swayze's work has grown better and better and better generationally, and this movie is one of the defining roles that he got. But you know, last week I talked about on the program how Amazon Prime is going to do a because they control the MGM library now. They're going to remake Roadhouse, and Jake Gyllenhaal and Ewan McGregor, not Ewan McGregor, the MMA fighter McGregor, I forget his first name, are going to star in that film. And the backlash on social media is pretty severe. People, a lot of people, they don't want to see a remake to Roadhouse.
So they're not going to go see it, and it'll fail. There's, I mean, they have bad. That's what I. Social media, come on. All these people have all these angry things to say.
Well, they're crazy.
That's all.
I get it. Listen, yeah. I watch a Roadhouse remake with Jake Gyllenhaal? Sure, I will. Do I think they should do it? Probably not, but they're gonna. So if they do it, let's see how it turns out.
We'll find out what the movies are that are premiering this weekend from Chucker right after this.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
All right, so Chucker, what do we have this weekend that's going to be big at the box office?
Well, I don't know about big because now we're in the middle to the tailor end of August, so nothing's usually that big. But this movie Beast with Isla Alba, it's him against a giant mountain lion type movie, sort of marketing it like a Jaws on land. Reviews are fairly decent, so I think it'll make a dent, but I wouldn't expect anything sizable here at the box
director
office.
Director of Twilight, didn't want Taylor Swift to do a cameo. Why? She wanted to. Why wouldn't you have her do that?
I would. I mean, let's be honest. Those films were never high. A cameo, I would have embraced it fully. It would have helped the box office even more. Those movies made a lot of money.
She's in a new movie called Amsterdam. When is that coming out?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, that'll be interesting to see if she has a movie career, in fact. All right, there's the story. Chuck Curry, maybe he'll have a movie career. Who knows in the future? 59 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.